You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Angela Holton. Welcome.
Hello, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for doing the show.
Of course, of course. When you invited me, I'm like, oh my goodness, yes, 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 and then yes.
Well, and we have such, I was telling the station manager before this, we are in the same circle of everything we're doing. Like, you had me on your summit in the fall.
The retreat.
Mm-hmm. And before that was, we were both in the top 10 list of coaches that are changing lives in 2020. And then I swear to God, every time someone reaches out to me to be in a summit or a forum, there you are also.
I know. And that sometimes I say, hey, have you contacted Jamie Bronstein? And so why not? You know, we're sharing the work and the tools. Why not share the platform together?
Yeah. So yeah. Now full circle, but the circle is going to continue. So Angela Holton.
Right. Here we are.
I'm going to read to you guys a little bit about her, and then we will get into lots of amazing content that Angela has to offer. So Angela N. Holton, named by Yahoo Finance as one of their top 10 relationship coaches in 2020, is an international dating and relationship expert, speaker, trained and certified life coach, author, and founder of Love Sanctuary, an online spiritual and personal development site centered on helping women creating the relationship and love they deserve from the inside out. She is the creator of the Conscious Love and Dating Method, a modern and revolutionary approach toward dating and relationships, and the author of The Secret Method to Conscious Love Workbook Journal, deepening understanding of yourself and improve your dating and relationships. Angela teaches her methodology in her Conscious Dating Method workshops and dives even deeper into the lessons in her 8-week virtual course, The Conscious Love and Dating Method. Become the one you want to attract, the love you deserve. The Conscious Love and Dating Method is transforming the lives of women from around the world in how they date, attract, and maintain love and relationships. Angela has appeared on various television segments discussing the Conscious Love and Dating Method, including The Daily Blast Live, National News Show, Fox Soul, and Great Day Live Tampa Bay. In 2019, Angela was chosen by BET Her TV to lead a panel discussion on relationships, clips and conversation for BET's Being Mary Jane television series finale, and series actress and co-host Raven Goodwin. So, Angela.
Yes, thank you for that.
There is a lot that you have done. I love starting off asking people, what brought you to this work?
Oh, great question. And I will start off by saying it was nothing I ever imagined for myself. I never thought I would be discussing relationships. And even when I started my coaching business 7 years ago, I avoided talking about relationships. I did, because I struggled with imposter syndrome, or feeling that I wasn't qualified because I wasn't married or in a partnership at the time. So I'm like, well, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? And it just felt like an uncomfortable topic. But it's really my life's work. It's really been a journey my entire life of reaching this place where I am now. And I could tell you, you know, my beginnings were always in service and helping other people. And so it's not really a coincidence or a crazy story that I would end up serving people in the loving relationship space. It's an extension of really who I am. It's an area of my life I've struggled with. I think we all kind of have struggled with relationships. And even if we find that relationship, there's always so much to learn and so much to do. So here I am. And it was like, you're going to do this work. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I avoided it forever. And here I am.
But it's your life's calling.
It is.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've actually experienced something, because it's within you. It's within all of us. Whatever our passion is, it's in us for a reason. And it means that we need to, if we don't tap into our passion and we don't take action and utilize it, then it's just going to go to somebody else.
Exactly. And that was kind of the conversation I had with myself, that you are qualified. I've been on this journey of self-love, and that's what my you know, coaching business started off as really a journey of self-love for women. And so it was like, who else could be qualified? Because I've lived the life of loving myself and creating greater love from the inside out. So why not me?
And that's where it all begins. I mean, that is the key to manifestation. We need to unconditionally love ourselves so that we can bring in that match, that unconditional love. Our outside experiences are a reflection of our inner reality. And so you're doing the work, I'm doing the work.
That's right.
The more people that are doing this work, the more we are spreading this message of love and light.
I believe it. I believe, okay. And we'll transform relationships, hopefully, one heart at a time.
Oh, absolutely. One heart, one day, one person. Yes, it's happening. It's spreading. And I can feel it, especially now that life is happening again and the world is opening up. I feel like this heaviness, this fear energy is lifting and people are just ready to live again.
Exactly. And live differently. You know, certain things may not have worked before. People may have opened their eyes to new awarenesses during COVID. And I think they're thinking about dating and relationships differently, which is great. We need newer tools to cultivate relationships in modern times. Things have changed.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen from my clients that people are forming deeper connections because they weren't able to just meet on the app or get the fix up and meet in person. So they were forced to form deeper connections before they actually met, which I've seen has had amazing results.
Absolutely. I called it love in the time of Corona, which is like, if you were not trying to be part of that experience, you missed it. You missed the boat because it was such an organic, unique experience to cultivate love from this very deeper, from a deeper emotional and mental capacity that we may never be afforded that unique time where you can only connect virtually. And I think it was extremely special. And so hopefully we take some of those practices beyond COVID and sort of take what we've learned that it's okay to delay the physical meetups and the, you know, the instant gratification of chemistry and desire and build things from a deeper place of intimacy of emotional and mental connection. That's my dream for everyone.
And mine too. And it reminds me of like when you're sick, you're not feeling well for a few days. And then you're just feeling like, I'm going to feel so grateful when I feel better again. It's anything in life like this, like what you're talking about, what everybody went through during this time. I hope that everybody never takes for granted anything again. A hug.
I know. Ability to touch.
Not having to wear a mask.
Anything, right? We hope. But the unfortunate thing is that we have short attention spans and our memories tend to not always be so great. But hopefully, my hope is with yours that we take some really important things from this experience and learn and grow from them and never go back to how certain things were before.
Yeah, I mean, we've elevated. Let's keep on elevating.
Exactly.
It's about being intentional. Okay, so let's get into your conscious love and dating method. Let's tell us about it. What is it all about? Clients you work with, and then any success stories that you've had?
Yeah, so the conscious love and dating method is really sort of what it sounds like. You know, consciousness is awareness, it's intentionality, it's mindfulness. It's dating from a place of deeper awareness of self, deeper self-knowledge, and dating with less attachment to the outcome, less attachment to this one, and recognizing that you're the one that you're searching for. And that may sound so cliche, but it's true. And we turn the focus on ourselves and becoming the partner that we're seeking. That's the energy that actually attracts what we desire. And so my course and the work that I do is about helping women fall in love with themselves. Like, you are the greatest love you'll ever have. So why not love you deeply and intrinsically and passionately? And then that person, that partner, is the icing, the cherry on top. But you've become this impeccable partner to yourself. And so we do a lot of deep work. It's not for the faint-hearted, but it's transformational. And it's really about cultivating, as we said before, love from the inside out, where you become that magnet conduit of love.
Yes. Where you walk around and your unresolved issues from the past have been resolved. You're showing up as your authentic self. You're loving yourself unconditionally so that you can attract exactly that versus someone who's walking around who's not really trusting themselves, or they're having trust issues from the past, and then they just keep attracting that same thing over and over. They stay in the victim mode. Okay, this new guy, he's just validating that I get cheated on, versus really healing. Yes. Knowing that you can trust yourself and you can trust that guy.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're not fully healed, because it's a lifelong journey, right, to heal and peel back layer after layer, it's having that awareness that this is my work to do, and that the reason relationships are showing up the way that they are, they're a mere reflection of what's inside of me. And so it's less projecting onto the partners, oh, dating is this, oh, he's that, she's that. And it's, well, I'm the common denominator that has shown up in all these relationships. So who's showing up? How have I been showing up? We got to take accountability, because if you don't take accountability, which is what empowers us, because that's the only place where we can change, you're going to, like you said, you're going to find yourself victimizing yourself and repeating the same experiences. So change that which we have control over, and that's ourselves.
Owning it.
Own it.
Own it, girl.
Own it, baby. Yes.
It's empowering. It's saying it's not blaming. It has nothing to do with the other person. Just own it. Look at it. Close your eyes. Look at it. What do I need to, what am I not seeing here? What do I need to look at in order to heal, to move on, and to stop the blaming, stop the judging? Let's look inside.
There's no power in blaming someone else. You can't change anyone else. And it's like, you know, it's powerless. It makes you feel defeated if you keep putting all the accountability into the relationships and the other person, and that dating is hard, and you put it on the apps, and it's this, and the men and women in the city I live in, and oh, it's this, my work. And those are excuses. Let's just call it what it is. Those are excuses, you know? So
they're excuses that keep you small and safe
and sabotage your success.
Yeah, and not putting yourself out there and taking those chances to live your life.
Your best life. Why not? Yeah. That's what we're here for. I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm here for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, absolutely.
And we inspire our clients to be here for it.
Yes, yes. And you asked about one of my success stories or favorite stories.
Yes.
So, yeah, so this is really great. So I had a client during COVID. I think some of my favorite clients have been during the COVID period. It was a woman in her late 60s, actually, and she joined my course, and she felt like she stuck out like a sore thumb. And the first night she says, I can't do this. And she wanted to quit. And we had a follow-up phone call, and I sort of challenged her, or at least brought up her resistance and her fear, and really just sort of helped assuage her concerns and letting her know that, you know, we're all here to support one another, and you have an opportunity to teach the younger women this incredible wisdom. And then they have this wisdom to teach you about dating in this modern space, and they can help you with the apps and whatever you're confused about. And she was like, reluctantly, okay, you know, I'll stick it out, but I don't know if this is for me. But she did. And each woman in the group has an accountability partner. And so she bonded with her accountability partner. She got out there. She was curious, which is about the conscious love and dating method, is dating with curiosity and playfulness and lightness. And she got out there dating and having fun and realizing that you can date no matter what age you're in. And she met someone. And 6 months later, they were engaged. And
she had been there. How did she meet?
On a dating app. I believe it was Senior Elite. I can't think of the name. Elite Seniors?
Silver something?
No, not Silver Singles. It was another. Well, maybe it was Silver Singles. Anyway, she met him on an app, and there was an instant connection. And she says, she calls me, she texts me, Angela, we're texting every day. We talk on the phone for 2 hours, and it's just so much fun, so much fun. And they lived an hour apart from one another and saw each other on the weekends and spent all this time together. 6 months later, I get an email from her saying, I'm engaged. And I'm like, no way. They're engaged. And a month later, she messages me because I had just become ordained in December. She messages me and says, I'd like for you to officiate the wedding. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So just this past May 8th, they were married. I flew to Pennsylvania, which was my second flight during COVID. And I officiated my first wedding and the first wedding of a client. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And I met her husband, and they're just like this couple that look like they have waited their entire lives to find one another. Like, they're soulmates, and they're just like almost identical people. You can tell they love the same way. They're such kind, loving people. And I just, she met her match, and she laughed at the wedding and said, you know, I was one of the first clients of yours to quit and the first one to get married. I'm like, yes. So she's like one of my favorite testimonials, and there's a few, but she's the first one to tie the knot.
Oh my God. And I love that story for so many reasons.
Yeah. And I got to witness it.
As a therapist coach, what a life affirming, beautiful, heart opening experience for you to not only like encourage her and then to be not only to witness her wedding, but to be the conduit to
I know.
Make it happen.
It's crazy. It was crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it. And as I'm reading their vows to them, oh my, my heart just dropped. Mm-hmm. I mean, I held it together, but it was really this, like this impact I felt in my heart, those words. And I think we should feel the impact of those words when we're saying them, repeating them, hearing them, because those vows are serious commitment. And it was just an honor. It was such an honor. I was nervous, of course. And I was like, okay, I just have to make sure I do the two things that properly marry them. If I forget anything else, it's okay. But I have to make sure they're legally married. So it's like, if anything gets out of order, just make sure they do these two steps that officiates the wedding. So it was wonderful. And I'm just waiting for more clients to line up and say, because they've all said to me now, I want you to do my wedding. I want you to do my wedding. And it's an honor, you know, to be a part of someone's day that way.
And also, what is so beautiful about that situation and any situation where you are in the energy field of two people that have it, it raises the vibration of you.
Yes.
And everyone around you. So it's like by through osmosis, and it's inspiring you to know that you can then find your.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even just doing this work, you know, I'm sure you doing the work too. It's like the teacher is a student, but the student is, we're the students as well, right? Students are the teacher, the student. And so I feel like every time I teach my course, every time I coach someone, I'm listening to myself. I'm learning too. I'm growing and healing every time I get to do this work. It's amazing. And so, yes, my frequency, my elevation just keeps escalating, and my attractability just keeps elevating, and my desires and my hopes. Yeah, I just have strong belief in it for myself too. Absolutely.
And a good coach, therapist, relationship expert is someone like that we do, that we are vulnerable, we are relatable, we are real people. And yeah, because I can say also, I just as much as I love inspiring my clients, I get so inspired by them.
Absolutely.
Also. And it is such a beautiful experience.
Yeah, I think we're always learning. I believe we're here to always learn. And so you learn something new from your clients. And whether you're a therapist or a coach, your clients are mirrors to you as well. Mm-hmm. So you get, you know, in therapy and training, they call it transference. So you get to witness the transference that's happening between you and your clients. They're mirror reflections that are happening. Mm-hmm. And you're witnessing yourself. And I think for me, I never want to stop learning. I never want to stop growing. And teaching the course and work with my clients is like one of the greatest ways for me to continually be on that journey.
I love learning. I love learning.
Right? It's not for the faint-hearted, though, this work that we do. I mean, it goes, you got to go deep into those wounds and all that sticky stuff that we may not want to go into. But what's on the other side of it is just so beautiful.
Is love, strength, empowerment, peace, happiness, joy.
Purpose, all of that, purpose and fulfillment and freedom, not being tied to these stories and narratives that have governed our lives unconsciously. And now it's like, no, you know, we're like, this is it. It's changing. My beliefs are changing. The way I see things are changing. The way I speak to myself, which I think is one of the most important tools to really transforming, is how do you talk to yourself? And those things, right? When those things change,
everything changes.
Everything changes.
Everything. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. I would love to know from your own life, what are some things that you've learned, that you've been inspired by through your dating journey and just life in general, things that are that you'd like to inspire people with? Like maybe the top three things that you've learned about love and life and everything.
Yeah, I think, you know, we just sort of touched upon one of them, is that even when you think you have things figured out about love and relationships, you're a coach, you're a teacher, that we still have blind spots. And that's why I keep coaches and people in my life, because there's parts of ourselves that we just can't witness. Mm-hmm. We're too emotionally vested to actually experience those parts of ourselves. So you think you got all the lessons. You're like, yeah, I got it. I got it. Angela, yes, you've got it. And then you're like, bam, something hit you. You're like, how did I end up there again? Or, you know, it's kind of like you see something. I'm a little better at it. But then when someone, a coach or someone, points out a behavior of yours that resembles an old story, that's when I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I didn't notice that. So I think one of the greatest lessons about love and relationship is, even when you've done all the work, and I've done a lot of work, you can still sabotage your success. You can still, you know, we're imperfect. I'm imperfect. And so, you know, I don't like to call them mistakes, because I think we all make choices that drive us in a direction where we need to learn. So I call them must-takes. But I've learned that, oh my goodness, you constantly need someone who can witness you and see your blind spots, because you can't see them. So I think that's one of the powerful things I've learned about love and dating in my own life. I think the other part too is grace. Giving your partner grace. You know, we hold our partners to these standards sometimes higher than we hold them to ourselves. And not really for me, but like, you know, someone said something to me once that said, why don't we give our partners the same grace that we give our girlfriends or our best friends? And I'm like, yeah, I don't go around asking my best friends to change and do this. And, you know, so why do I want this person to just adapt and be who I want him to be? So that's been another thing, is to really kind of, while I have my standards and my there's standards, there's boundaries for sure, but it's also giving people grace to be who they are. And from that place, right, nothing changes from judgment and criticism. We all transform through love. So I've learned how, and I'm still learning, how to put less demands on other people, you know, because I put demands on myself. I have very high standards of myself, but, you know, like my partner or a partner is not like my student. I can't coach my partner. And that's not fair. And I think the other thing too is,
I just want to add to that. It's about having compassion.
Absolutely.
For their limitations, you know, and accepting them for who they are and not judging and just knowing that they're doing the best that they can, just like we are.
Exactly. And that takes work to have that, because sometimes you're like, but no, but if they just change this part, right. You know, you say that, right? Like, no, it's not me, it's them, you know? So, but it is, you know, nothing thrives with criticism and judgment. It's compassion and love. So, and I think the other thing too, that I've embodied in what I practice, what I preach, is I'm not attached to the outcome anymore of who and what that person is. I'm living my best life for me. And I'm approaching dating and relationships with greater playfulness and lightness and more curiosity about myself. It's a self-discovery journey. And even, I'm sure you're married, when you're in partnership, you're constantly learning about yourself. You're constantly learning about yourself, right? And we just said before, we want to continue to learn and grow. So it's really seeing relationships as another form of study, of looking at ourselves under the lens. And for me, I think one of the greatest things that I've learned and I've shared and I've incorporated is make dating fun. Because if you're not having fun, guess what kind of energy you're bringing to the date and who wants to be around that? Like, you know, when I'm coaching my clients, they're like, oh, I don't feel like going on this date. Then I'm like, well, do you really want to go with that energy? Like,
right.
You don't hate, you hate the apps and you feel this and this, that, like, imagine how you're showing up at the date. Like, feel good about it, no attachment to it. And so I embody that in everything. Like, it's, I set goals, but I don't get so attached to it because the attachment to things is what causes our resistance and our suffering and our pain. So that's what that was one of my greatest lessons, because I was so attached to checking off the box that I was a wife and married and had family and kids. And then life hit me like, that's not how it works. Yes, everything else in your life works that way, Angela, but true love doesn't work that way. And so I've had to practice what I teach.
Yeah, well, you plan and God laughs.
Yes. Oh, you make a plan and God is like cracking up. Like, he's like slapping his hand on his knee. Like, what?
Well, I love the no attachment to the outcome. And that works with dating and in a relationship. Because when you're dating, if you have an attachment to the outcome, it has to be this person. It has to go this way. You're not allowing the flow of life. And you're not allowing, if you're saying it has to be George, you know, then you're not allowing Ben or Dan or Alex, and the universe doesn't like that when it's like, it has to be this way, because the universe always gives us this or something better for the highest good.
That's so true.
And also, and then in relationships, it's having no attachment to the outcome. It's feeling free to just say what you want to say, to honor your voice without that fear of the outcome of what that other person is going, how that person's going to react.
Absolutely. And that same authenticity when you're dating. And it's so funny, you just said the name of one of my ex-boyfriends, George, and we've had a lifelong dating journey. And it's a perfect example of me attached to him being my outcome. Since I was a little girl, I said, this is going to be my husband. This is going to be my partner. And unconsciously, I was so attached to that story and not allowing God. For me, I'm, you know, God's source, divine energy, to allow this man to show up in my life the way he's supposed to show up in my life. And we have a very beautiful, healthy friendship. We're best friends still, but I was pushing it constantly. And he was too, but into this relationship that we thought, because I had said it at 9 years old, that this was going to be my partner.
Well, we're going to have to look back at this to find out what the other names that I said, because then
you said Ben. You said George, you said Ben, Alex, and there was one other, John, maybe?
I don't know. We'll have to look at it. There's a very good chance that maybe one of those is your actual.
I haven't met a Ben. I haven't dated an Alex. Actually, I kind of dated an Alex, but definitely not my husband.
I can tell you stories. I'll tell you some other time. I happen to be very intuitive with names.
Wow, that is
where I say George. I say a name and he appears.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So we'll talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Another time we'll do like a reading or something.
Absolutely. Okay.
So anything else you want to add? Oh, how can people find you? How can they sign up? What are your
yes, socials? Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So you can find me, you know, I do respond to emails best I can at info@lovesanctuary, or you can find me on Instagram, which is where I'm most visible on social media, at Angela N. Holton, my name there. That's my handle. And my course, my next one starts in July and we're enrolling now. So if you're interested and want to taking your dating and your relationship experience on a journey, you've probably, it's hard to even put into words, but if you're ready to try something different, that's transformational, reach out to me and let's chat. Thanks for allowing me to share that.
Yeah. And you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, no, you have nothing to lose. And I can tell you, you have everything to gain, whether it's the relationship, but most importantly, you find yourself and you find the most beautiful relationship with yourself, which is where everything else flows.
I agree.
That I guarantee you.
And as always, anybody can reach me at therelationshipexpert.com. So Angela, thank you so much for joining us today. You have such beautiful things to share, and I know that you're going to get a bunch of people reaching out to you. And just thank you, and I'll see you soon at this next summit that we're doing.
Absolutely. I know it'll be another one that we're on, but I'm going to be doing my retreat again in October or probably December, so we'll have to have you on there as well.
I'd be happy to.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you, thank everyone, you for joining us on Love Talk Live. Join us every Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.